From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, NBC News is number one on TV and suddenly cutting jobs like crazy.
First, the lead story, Iraq and violence. Suicide bombers have killed or wounded about 100 people there in the last 24 hours.
At a press briefing in Baghdad today, the U.S. military spokesman, Major General Bill Caldwell, acknowledged that the two-month effort to control violence just in Baghdad is not going well.
It's not meeting overall expectations, is how he put it, and it's gotten worse during the Muslim holy month.
In regards to this spike in violence during Ramadan, it's no coincidence that the surge in attacks against coalition forces and subsequent increase in U.S. casualties coincide with our increased presence on the streets in Baghdad and the run-up to the American midterm elections. The enemy knows that killing innocent people and Americans will garner headlines and create a sense of frustration.
The elections and Iraq were the subject of an interview on ABC last night with President Bush. He responded to a column in the New York Times by Tom Friedman. Friedman compared the violence in Iraq to the famous Tet Offensive, a turning point in the Vietnam War.
He could be right. There's certainly a stepped-up level of violence, and we're heading into an election.
The Vietnam analogy also occurs this week to Les Gelb of the Council on Foreign Relations, a journalist and government official for decades.
In the 1960s, at just 30 years old, he was director of policy and planning for the Department of Defense. So when Day to Day saw what he wrote for Time magazine this week, we called him.
Les Gelb, in Time magazine this week, you have a essay headlined, "Would defeat in Iraq be so bad?" And toward the conclusion of that piece, you write, "To speak of defeat is not to advocate it, but to prepare to minimize it." What do you think defeat in Iraq would look like?
Defeat in Iraq scares me because I believe that there will be very bad consequences, just as I believed the dominoes would fall after our defeat in Vietnam. In fact, you know, just to listen to what President Bush says about defeat and what most foreign policy experts say made me think back more than 35 years to what happened to us in Vietnam, because we were all afraid of exactly the same thing. I know I was, that the dominoes would fall throughout Asia. Every foreign policy expert I knew thought the dominoes would fall.
But they didn't.
But they didn't. They didn't. And 3 years after the last of the Americans were taken from the rooftops of our embassy compound in Saigon, our position in Asia was stronger than it had been at any time since the end of World War II. It was extraordinary. Now, I don't expect that kind of good luck and that kind of self-preservation in the Gulf that we got from the Asian countries. The Asian countries didn't want to be dominoes, and they moved to protect themselves and to protect American power. But there are things we can do in Iraq right now that would really blunt the worst effects if we end up being defeated in there, in that country, in one way or the other.
And those are?
Well, I think mainly three things. One that I didn't get into in the Time magazine article is make a serious effort at a political settlement among the Iraqis, which I think can only be through some form of federalism or decentralization of power. Secondly, make connections with the Baathists, the Sunni Baathists in the center, to help them in the war that they're inevitably going to have against the jihadi extremists and terrorists. The Baathists were not good guys, don't like the terrorists any more than we do. And once we're out of the picture there, I think they'll turn against the terrorists and go pretty far toward eliminating that terrorist threat within Iraq. And thirdly, we've got to move with regional diplomacy. However you feel about doing anything else, we've got to do that now to see that the neighbors don't pick at the carcass of Iraq and create a regional war.
Les Gelb, President Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations. Les, thank you again.
Okay. Take care.